The next thing on the agenda is the Elections Committee, 25 minutes. Who's presenting the Elections Committee report?
I'm presenting along with Don White.
Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. We want to thank Carolyn Burden for being the chair, doing excellent and lots of work. Since this committee's last report, its meeting in March, we've met twice. The committee has actual services of technical advisory team, Art Stanzi and Jack Van Aken, which has helped us a lot with technical issues and such things. We have a few motions to bring forward, but also want to just say what we've been also working on that working groups and such things. Unpaid staff issues, which we've not been able to organize a teleconference with the organizations, unpaid staff organizations and things. We are discussing public listserv for the Elections Committee. And we're also discussing the issue of unaffiliated donors to the foundation, looking into the question of how many people who donate to the foundation are not affiliated with anyone's station and what to do, and also issues of gift subscriptions, which the National Election Supervisor has stated that recipients of gift donations are not foundation members, and they're working to discuss exactly how to work to make it possible for gift recipients to be valid members. Excuse me. We have a few motions, but first, the first one I want to turn over to Don White to present. Thank you.
Actually, in your packet, it's number 3.
That's right. We're going to go backwards.
If you look at the Elections Committee report, June 2 and 4, it's in the red book. Thank you. Many of us feel that there is a need for clear policy on LSB member discipline. This has been a contentious issue in the foundation. Whereas Article 7, Section 2 of the foundation bylaw states, each LSB shall consist of the 24 delegates elected by the members of that radio station, thus ensuring that each elected delegate shall have a seat on the local station board. And whereas various local station boards have suspended the LSB membership rights of delegates for extended periods of time as member discipline, thereby disenfranchising the constituency or constituencies represented by suspended delegates, resolve that the PNB shall establish as policy specific limits on the extent and duration of discipline applicable to LSB members, establish as policy when the fair hearing requirements of the rules of order shall be followed in matters of discipline in the context of proposed penalties, establish as policy specific guidelines on when procedures for delegate removal under Article 4, Section 9 shall be invoked in preference to LSB disciplinary procedures, and establish mechanisms to automatically refer and potentially rescind any LSB actions not consistent with disciplinary policies established by the PNB. The motion resolved that the Elections Committee meetings, ends that. The four issues, A through D, we'll deal with it. And just to kind of motivate and explain, without a clear policy, it is the view of some of us that LSBs impose unreasonable and open-ended discipline on members, and that the Pacifica National Board should have some control over how our subcommittees, in a sense, or the committees of the board, really deal with its membership, primarily protecting constituencies who go unrepresented when there are disciplines imposed that take away voting rights for long periods of time.
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if this motion is out of order. The reason for that is that this seems to me it's discipline, it's governance, it's that kind of a motion. I just want to know what is the rationale? How is it election related? How is it? It's the election committee's report, and yet it's kind of a governance issue. It's of disciplining people, taking people off or on, and code of conduct, and that kind of things.
With respect to the point of order, the board has agreed that committees may bring forth, any committee member may bring forth an issue to that committee. So it would be up to the decision of the board whether it's going to basically approve this or not, but I don't believe it's out of order for the committee to bring it. I'd still like to hear the committee give the rationale that they believed it fell under their purview, however.
Yes.
Well, it's clear why the rationale falls to this committee. We are mandated to look at elections, and we feel we also are to look at the legitimacy, the validity of elections. Elections are to empower constituencies to have voting representatives represent their views in local station boards. And the committee is concerned over the invalidation of the electoral process by an LSB which denies constituency representation for long periods of time. That would be one, but I would have other members of the committee also address the issue.
Who would like to speak in favor of the motion? Mary?
Yes, we did discuss this, and definitely it is a matter of voting rights and election rights, because you are disenfranchising by...
Mary, we've heard the rationale. The issue now before us is the motion, so I thought you were speaking in favor of the motion.
Well, I'm speaking in favor of this motion because
Great.
It provides remedies and some way of addressing this situation so that it is brought to a halt, and then some procedure for future situations. And I think this is very needed, especially in view of the fact that elections are coming up, that voters will know that they will not be thus disenfranchised in future.
Thank you. Is there somebody speaking opposed? Zarina hasn't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Zarina Shakir. I don't know if I'm on.
Louder.
Zarina Shakir, WPFW. I am also on the Elections Committee, and I am opposed to this particular motion. And I do not feel, as Sarv has already stated, but for myself, I'll say, I do not feel that the Elections Committee is authorized to make this particular motion, and that they are not mandated, as was stated, to be the purveyors of this particular amendment, motion, or whatever, because they happen to be the Elections Committee. I do feel that it should be under governance or another committee that actually handles discipline and the rights of members and listeners and all of the, anyone who's involved. But I do not feel that the Elections Committee is the one that should be handling this.
So I want to ask members to speak to the substance of the motion. If you would like the Governance Committee to deal with it, then a motion to refer to the Governance Committee would be the appropriate motion.
Then I would like to refer this particular motion to, and all that is involved within this, to the Governance Committee.
There's a motion. There's a second to refer it to the Governance Committee. We're going to hear two comments on the referral, pro and con. Who's speaking in favor of the motion? Well, we just heard a comment in favor. Who's speaking opposed to the motion to refer? Lavarne?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recall just recently that there was another motion that the Elections Committee brought forth in concerning an election. And this was referred to governance, and then it was thrown back to elections when it became very unpopular. And I think that elections committee has devoted the time, studied the issue, and trying to address the issue that has been ongoing for the last how many months?
15.
And nothing has been done by any other committee. And I think that this is clearly a challenge to the work of the people on the committee, and I certainly do not support referring this to governance. Thank you.
Who's speaking in favor of the motion to refer? Bob?
Well, as a member of the Governance Committee, I can tell you that These items enumerated here are actually under study by the committee right now. And, in fact, there are working groups that are looking into these issues. And so I think that's totally the appropriate way, is to go back to the people who have been previously referred by this board to examine these issues and to deal with them. But I would also add that I support Zarina's position that that the assumptions included in the whereas clause that somehow suspending a member is automatically disenfranchising the constituency that elected them is a completely faulty connection. Our bylaws require us, whether we like it or not, and I don't like it, to follow Robert's Rules of Order, and Robert's Rules of Order allow suspension of members who violate the rules of the body at their discretion. And so that's not disenfranchising a constituency. That's following the procedure of making sure the board can do its business without abusive conduct going on. So it's not an election issue. It's a governance issue. It's being dealt with. And the governance committee should be allowed to finish its work and come back with a report.
Who would like to speak opposed to the motion to refer? Patty?
Thank you. I oppose referring to governance. This board rarely votes on anything. It sends everything back to committees over and over again. The governance committee has not dealt with these issues. First of all, Article 4, Section 9 speaks of removal at a fairly high bar, which they can't seem to get, so then they moved for suspension on certain previous items. Robert's rule speaks of discipline and suggests stepwise discipline, which is a suspension of one meeting only at a time. This has been violated in the past. We need a policy. This affects all of us. We need this board today to vote to do this, whether it gets sent someplace to be taken care of afterwards. But this vote, this board must affirm the rights of the listeners to have representation, and that the representation is maintained. The abuses that go on in the meetings are, you know, by the listeners and the public comments, by board members themselves, and all this must be taken into account, but we can no longer remove the rights of members on technicalities, and this board must make a choice. What if it was you that was denied? And this is what we have to think of.
Last comment in favor of referral. Lisa?
I'm in favor of referral, and I certainly echo some of the things that Director Zarina and Director Lederer have said, and especially I'm opposed to this thereby disenfranchising the constituency, as if that means that because somebody is elected that they have the right, once they are elected, to be as abusive and to do whatever they want. If they do not put them points out to their constituency, normally when they run on the basis that they're going to be this and this and that, and if they act contrary to what they said they were going to run on, that does not automatically mean that they are guaranteed to have it for life when they are violating, I think, the thing that they maybe told their constituency that they were going to run on. And just because somebody...
As a point of order, I'd like you to keep your comments to the referral, not to the substance.
I thought that was the referral. Okay.
Can I do it then?
I want to refer it.
We've heard the motivation. We've heard two comments to oppose. I'd like to put this matter to a vote. All those in favor of referring the question to the Governance Committee, please raise your hand. All those opposed to referring, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Matters referred to the Governance Committee. The next motion from the Elections Committee?
Yes. Okay. This is the next motion. This is concerning the WPFW elections. Whereas the Luria report has not been officially received by the PNB, nor has the election committee received the report. And I want to make a note that it was sent after, even though many requests were made to receive the report. We did not get it till after this letter was written. So I heard, resolve that the Elections Committee reaffirms its recommendation that the WPFW delegates' election of listener sponsor representative directors be rescinded and a new election held. The committee further recommends that the original ballots from the disputed election be brought to the New York PNB meeting for examination by foundation directors. Now, this issue was sent, this recommendation that the ballots be brought to the New York PNB meeting was sent to all directors, and I'm asking the directors from W, did the ballots get here? Did anyone bring the original ballots from that election? Pardon? This asked for the original ballots from the dispute election be brought, and it was sent to the directors, and we never heard anything, and we're hoping that the ballots might come, that we may be able to examine them ourselves. I believe that the reason why we're asking for this new election, and especially in light of the fact that the ballots were not brought, it seems to lack transparency. There were many violations in this election that did not follow Robert's rules of order, and there could be no representation by certain members in the local station board. We asked for the reports. They were not received. We've asked for the ballots. They are not received. So this is why we are asking that this new election be held, or that we can see the ballots. I think that it's unwise to have such a lack of transparency when we're going into a new election right now, and people maybe feel uncomfortable that their vote really doesn't count in the end. So this is why we're asking for this.
I'm going to turn over the chair to the vice chair because I intend to participate in debate.
All right, I have a point of information.
Do I have point of information?
Yes.
Point of order? Okay, wait.
I think that this motion is out of order. One of the major components of it requires an action that was not ensured earlier. And if we're not in possession of those documents, we cannot move forward on this. I'm talking about the third paragraph that says this should have been brought here in New York City for review.
Oh, no, just a second.
So I move that the motion is out of order.
I'll say that.
Point of order?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I believe the third paragraph is correct that it's not timely, but the second is not out of order for that reason. Therefore, I think that the third component should be ruled out of order, but the second should still be before us.
Okay.
No, I'm going to participate in debate.
So, let's see.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Vice Chair.
Hold it.
When you get a chance.
I'm going to rule that it's not out of order. So we're going to look at this whole resolution as presented.
Can I have permission?
Okay, just one second.
The ruling was that the last paragraph is not out of order. The request that we reviewed in the material is not
just
present.
Just one second, hold it. Let me see. When you say the committee further recommends that the... the third paragraph is out of order.
It is out of order.
That's my ruling. And if you want to appeal the ruling, that's something different. Okay, what is the next point of order? Who is the other person?
There was none.
There were nothing. Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm opposed to the motion to hold a new election. I don't think that's appropriate. I think the first election was conducted properly. What wasn't conducted properly was the handling of the disputed ballots. We've heard that the votes of the two members whose ballots were excluded should be excluded because they did not follow the rules specified by the election supervisor. However, the governing document over the conduct of those elections is our parliamentary authority, which is Roberts' rules. And Roberts is quite clear on this question. It says, small technical errors like the misspelling of a word or name do not make a vote illegal if the meaning of the ballot is clear. Unintelligible ballots or ballots cast for an unidentifiable candidate or a fictional character are treated as illegal votes. If the meaning of one or more ballots is doubtful, they can be treated as illegal if it is impossible for them to affect the result. But if they may affect the result, the teller should report them to the chair, who will immediately submit to the assembly the question of how these ballots should be recorded. It does not say submit to the assembly whether the ballots be counted. It says how the ballots be counted. That means if it's ambiguous, The body looks at it and says, we agree that the intent was as follows. Now, to exclude the votes of members who didn't follow a technical rule put in by an election supervisor and not specified anywhere in the parliamentary authority doesn't seem appropriate to then argue that you can accept an election in which a technical error of greater magnitude that violates the parliamentary authority concerning the vote was made. So I don't think that in terms of the question of timeliness of the objection, you can't object to an exclusion of ballots till you know about it. So I don't have any issue with the claims that I've heard on the custody chain being broken. I think it's a valid election. I see no reason to doubt that any other ballot was manipulated. So I'm going to propose a substitute motion. And the substitute motion is, whereas Robert's Rules is the parliamentary authority recognized in the Pacifica bylaws in cases where the bylaws do not address an issue, and whereas Robert's Rules on page 402 specifies the following with respect to voting, and that's what I just read, and whereas this provision of Robert's was not followed in the case of the WPFW election in the case of the disputed ballots, therefore be it resolved that at its next meeting, the WPFW LSB vote to determine how the excluded ballot shall be tabulated, specifying the top three selections from each ballot. That the results of the WPFW PMB representative election be retabulated by the election supervisor, including these ballots. And that the PMB shall be notified of the results of the retabulation of the election via email as soon as possible following the retabulation.
Excuse me, Dave.
This
substitute motion is a pretty extensive substitute motion, and I don't know whether people can remember it. Is there a way you can send it or something to other people?
I can email it just to summarize, and I haven't heard a second yet, but to summarize it, it's to summarize it, it's that the PFW LSB vote on how those ballots shall be tabulated and that the election be retabulated, including those ballots, with the decisions on how they're retabulated that was made by the LSB included in that retabulation.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Sarv. I believe this motion that Dave has just proposed, in fact, addressing the motion by the Elections Committee. Now, wasn't this original motion sent from Elections to Governance, and what happened with the motion in Governance?
This is just a substitute motion here.
I can respond to the point of information.
Okay.
When the PMB voted on its earlier motion on this subject, it allowed any of the following committees, coordinating elections or governance, to consider the question and put a recommendation forth.
But point of information, before that vote, there was an initial vote from the PNB descended from elections to governance to address. So you're saying then governance motion was for the choice of four of those committees to address this issue again?
Yeah, the first time it got sent, as you said, but then a motion came back. Actually, it ended up in the coordinating committee. Coordinating committee's motion was voted on by the board. That motion allowed the WPFW to come up with a remedy that would include retabulation, or failing that any of the other three committees I listed could bring forth a proposed remedy.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
Point of information.
That's it. Now I'm going to have to cut it. That's it. No, next.
I'm sorry. I feel the ruling of the
your point of information. What is your question?
The question is, I would like to know why only the Elections Committee chose to address this question again.
Yeah, that's a good question. Why?
Who is on the Elections Committee? No response. Okay.
Point of order.
Yes.
I don't believe that's germane to the motions before us, the question of why committees did or did not address an issue.
I agree. It's out of order.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Yes.
I'd like to address a couple of questions. One.
Just a second. It's on the substitute motion now we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll take a stack here. So, Ambrose, go ahead.
My question is, where does Robert's Rules of Order address single transferable voting method?
And who is it addressed to?
I'm sorry, I can't find it. So how does Robert's Rules apply to this?
May I respond?
Then I have a second question.
May I respond?
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
The Robert's Rules, that section refers to voting and the conduct of voting. that conduct of voting, including how ballots are tabulated, holds whether it's STV or IRV
Roberts
or majority
didn't say
votes.
That, they, hold on.
Roberts refers to voting. If you'd like me to get up and get this section.
Roberts also refers to nominations and elections. That's what we're talking about. You're using the wrong section of Roberts Rules of Order, and no one can find Roberts Rules referring anywhere to single transferable voting method, which is one we use in our bylaws. Not at any point in Roberts Rules do they address single transferable voting methods. Section ought to be nominations and elections. And that begins on page 417 to 430. And I say to you, if you read what is said under that section, it's all been done in accordance with Robert's rules. And I don't know why we keep doing this. And Angela Laria's report has been sent to this board twice. And she has said she has examined all of the ballots. And she has said there should be no change whatsoever in what we've done. And if you read beginning on page 429, it's very interesting when you read Robert's Rules of Order. The closest thing to single transferable voting method is cumulative voting. And what do they say? So this method of voting, which permits a member to transfer votes, may be viewed with reservation since it violates a fundamental principle of parliamentary law. And then it says, how do you provide for completion of election? It says, if an assembly, you can read it at 429, if an assembly wishes to adjourn when an election is incomplete, an adjourned meeting should be provided for. That was done in this case. If such an adjourned meeting is impossible or impractical and the organization will hold another regular business session before a quarterly time interval has elapsed, the election is completed at the next regular meeting. Then it says time at which an election takes effect. An election to an office becomes final immediately if the candidate is present and does not decline, or if he is absent but has consented to the candidacy. After an election has become final, as stated in this paragraph, it is too late to reconsider the vote on the election. An officer-elect takes possession of his office immediately upon his elections becoming final unless the bylaws or other rules specify a later time. This should be conclusive. I don't know why we keep doing this.
All right. Patty, go ahead. It's a time unless...
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Okay, motion to extend
second.
10 minutes. Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Second.
Any objection to extending time for 10 minutes? All right. No objection to extending 10 minutes. Okay. Go ahead, Patty.
Thank you. I think
please.
I think it's unimportant that the Roberts Rules discusses STV or IRV because our bylaws do. Roberts Rules takes over when our bylaws do not address the issue, and therefore the STV is unimportant that it's not in Roberts Rules. I also think it's troubling to me that we as a directors with this, we are the license holders of the foundation. If we cannot see these ballots and just comfort ourselves with what we see, that we have still never seen these. And by the way, Angela Luria was not in the WPFW area in the election. She was in another state. She was not the election supervisor for this election. She was not present. So this sort of, all we're asking for is to see the ballots or to them to be counted as is in Roberts Rules of Order. And I don't understand why we can't see them even if it doesn't change anything. We need to see these things. This is the pinnacle of transparency.
Ambrose.
And we did it.
This is the pinnacle of transparency in this foundation is these elections. And if we cannot see the ballots, I feel that they're being hidden from me. We have requested to see them. And
let me
like
see your ballots.
See them.
I'm sorry.
Let me see
Ambrose,
your ballots.
Ambrose,
call the members
Ambrose,
to order.
Ambrose, you're out of order, please. Just a Okay, next is Lydia.
And I had my hand up before Lydia, too.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see you.
Go ahead, Zarina.
Lydia, go ahead, Zarina.
I take offense to this director who has made these allegations, and it has continued since January. This is going on too long. This is June. And the fact that we have discussed this in elections committee meetings, we've discussed this at quarterly board meetings, we've discussed this at teleconference meetings, we have Angela Loria, Carol Wolf, they have all sent the information that you want. Nobody is hiding anything from anyone. And their transparency, you have the nerve to talk about transparency when, in fact, you yourself, Patty Heffley, decided that you wanted
point of order.
Well, then if there's transparency, let's have it across the board.
Thank you.
Let's have it across the board. And the fact that this continues to go on, and the fact that what Ambrose just read, and it was also submitted to every board member about the fact that when the election occurred, that and the people were seated in Robert's Rules of Order, that is, and if you're saying Robert's Rules takes precedence over any of our bylaws, then why don't you follow that? And if it doesn't, then I want to know, where are you going with this, and what do you want?
I'm taking personal point of privilege.
No response back. Okay, Lydia?
Okay. Number one, there was a report that didn't go out to the board. I realized we thought someone else had sent it. That was from Jack Van Aken. Patty has referred to as being very helpful in elections. He's from the Los Angeles KPFK elections working group. You'll remember our group had an STV training, at which point they pointed out all of the flaws in our system. Now, he has issued an opinion on this issue where he thinks we should just move on. And he says these elections were imperfect, yes, but he can point to across the board. We could probably potentially nullify all of us being here if we went back to count. When we use the same computer system at KPFK, Dave Adelson lost the election. He's not supposed to be here if you use the computer, but we use the hand count, and I have the copies of all of that, right? We didn't challenge it only because we don't have that acrimony at KPFK, not for any other reason, because every election can be challenged because this board has been remiss in its responsibility to develop equitable and across-the-board policies. Now, Angela Loria was, in truth, was not the election supervisor at that time, but she was for the general elections for the LSB, for God's sakes. And this is, like, insane, and these are people that have devoted themselves and study elections, like the Los Angeles Elections Group, and as I said, I was remiss in not bringing it down. I'll go up to my room just so everyone, after the vote, can see what it is that I'm talking about. And I say, put an end to this. You also have not discussed the fact of the ramifications. If the elections were to turn out because you want to include ballots that the election supervisor has every right to make a determination about and decided one way, and if it removes one of the directors from WPFW, it is not consistent with the bylaws. Again, there is no provision for that. It will take us into legal difficulties that we have not foreseen, have not been discussed, have not been addressed, and this is insane. We're halfway through the year. Let's instead spend our time developing policies so this sort of thing doesn't happen again. And I really, really question all of the same people who keep saying we need to move on and concentrate on programming and concentrate on all of these wonderful visions that we have wasted all of this time on this issue. It's an outrage.
Rob?
I'd like to associate myself with Lydia's remarks. The one thing that the Elections Committee could have been doing for the last year and a half, if they were concerned about this, was they could have been developing rules and regulations that implement the section of the bylaws around elections. That section of the bylaws is very incomplete, and it leaves a lot of questions open, such as who makes a determination about whether or not you invalidate an election, who makes a determination that someone can't rule out ballots. There are no There are no regulations for any of those issues. In the same way that there's no procedure for unseating a director, there's really no procedure for challenging the elections in the bylaws at this point. So if the elections committee had a genuine concern, rather than making arbitrary decisions that invalidate the election and tell the LSB to run it over again, they should write regulations that clarify the aspect of the bylaws that deal with all of the elections that we conduct. That's in their power.
All right. We are at that time. And
about a minute and a half.
Okay. Next. So we just take a vote.
Excuse me. We have a minute and a half left for discussion.
But we have to, on the item. All together. So we have to take one. Okay. Move to extend time, you said?
I object.
All right.
I second that.
Okay. All right. Move to extend time for 5 minutes. There's objection to it. All those favor in extending time for 5 minutes. Teresa, please take a vote.
Wait.
No. Please get your hands up, straight up. Straight up so we can read it.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
And those against? Extending time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, time is extended for 5 minutes. 5, that's exactly right. All right, 5 minutes. The next person is AC.
You have me on the list, right?
Yes, I do.
I want to associate myself with all the speakers. Can you hear me now? Maybe I can use my natural voice.
Yeah.
I want to associate myself with what Lydia's remarks and Serena and Ambrose. And I want to cut my time off by giving this back to Ambrose, who's, as you know, we all represent PFW, for a motion that he's going to put forward. Yeah. But I want to say this, that there was information sent out within the last 3 days, or 4 days, by Carol Wolf that included not only Angela Lara's statement, but also the parliamentarian, as well as we received the statement that an expert from Los Angeles, Lydia pointed out, has indicated that this election should not be overturned. Secondly, just to answer one of the other flaws that has been mentioned by Patty, and that is this, we were asked to submit the ballots. We submitted the ballots to Angela Lara, and I want to go back to point one on that. First of all, the conductor of the election, Brown, asked the LSB, when his computer failed, whether or not the LSB wanted to refer this matter to Angela Lara, the expert, to review, or should we postpone this for another election. Nobody voted to retain, to go to another day. Everybody voted to go ahead and send it to Angela Lara, the expert on this question. That's what we did. And we have three separate times have voted on this question at the LSB level. And each time we have affirmed the upholding of the elections. So as Ambrose has said and other people have said, and Lydia said, I don't know why this is continuing to go on. I think this is almost at the level of harassment, and I'm very concerned about that, this harassment question, and this people trying to impose their view on us in this way, and I think it does raise a legal question. I'm certainly going to look into it.
Right.
So I want to turn this over to Ambrose for a moment.
I don't think you can do it. You can't give your time like that.
Huh?
You can't give your time to other person like that on this.
I can't do what?
You can't give your time to another member.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Right.
I didn't mean to.
Next
but
person.
I just wanted to turn this over to Ambrose so he can complete my part of the statement.
No, no. Ambrose would have to wait. Ambrose would have to wait. All right. Mary?
Yes. One of the elections committee is, in fact, involved and now working with the National Election Supervisor on developing procedures. There have been, at least in some signal areas, KPFA had developed procedures for looking at such ballots. The request to have the ballots brought was partly so that we could see and what they were so that we could implement this sort of problem into a manual. Yes, the member Lydia Brazon is right that there were flaws probably in all the things because we have not had such a procedural manual, but we will be having it for this election. And it is a disappointment if we cannot see the ballots for the purposes aside from the issue of, there are two issues here. We wanted to, the election committee wanted to examine these things, wanted the whole board to be able to do this here. The other issue is whether or not there be a re-election. Those two things need not be connected, but we did need to see the ballots so that we could ascertain what should be the policy of such things in the future. And it's hard to do that without actually seeing what the ballots did look like. So it will simply impede to some extent the development of a procedure which, as we all have said here, is badly needed. And if the ballots have been brought here, I wish we could know about it. Please say so.
Point of information.
Point of information, please.
Ray, go ahead.
Oh, what was the mechanism used to actually obtain those documents, the ballots? What was the process followed?
Who
would be followed?
Who is it addressed to?
Point of order.
Yes, Dave.
It's not germane to the motion. We have a motion to substitute before us,
earlier.
And we're at time.
All right. Okay, we are at time, so we have to vote on the substitute motion.
Point of information,
that substitute
Chair.
Motion is a complex Robert's Rules.
Point of order, then.
Submitted by Dave. And
one paragraph
I think read. What I'm going to do is... Chair is looking at this topic and is looking at contradictory opinions and readings of Robert's Rules by various members, and I don't think, except for maybe one or two people who are looking at the Robert's Rules book, that the rest of them are really understanding what's really happening here regarding the application of the Robert's Rules. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a ruling that we take this subject and go home, and I know how much everybody likes
point
the Robert's
order.
Rules. Nope.
Chair's out of order.
I want to recommend that we take these books home tonight and read them and put us to sleep, whatever, and then come back tomorrow, and then the third topic at the unfinished business, we take it up again. And that's my ruling.
Okay.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
All right. There's a... all right,
you're
so we'll have to immediately
take the Dave,
vote.
Why
all those,
not this.
Two
times. No, I don't have to respect him because
right.
he doesn't respect me.
That's all right. All right, so there's a challenge to the ruling of the chair, so we go to immediate vote. Those who want to uphold the ruling of the chair to move the subject to tomorrow's unfinished business as third item so that the members of this board can go home and take a look and take a good reading of the Robert's Rules and make an intelligent decision tomorrow. All right, all those in favor of upholding the chair, the ruling.
Uphold.
Yeah. All those to uphold the chair's ruling. Please.
This chair.
All right. So chair is all those against. All right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Chair is overruled by how much?
11-4.
So we go to immediate vote on the substitute motion.
Shall I reread?
Point of order,
yep.
Mr. Chair.
At its next meeting.
Point of order.
The
point of order.
Yes. Go ahead.
The point has been repeated here that The ballots were not brought here. That was not what this board required us to do. This board required us to submit those ballots to Angela Lauria for a ruling. We did that. At no time did this board ask us to bring these ballots to this meeting.
Point of order.
We should stop doing that.
Thank you, Ambrose.
Point of order.
Okay, we'll go immediate to vote on the substitute motion.
Yeah, the point of order is that point isn't before us and the motion's before us.
All right, that's what.
Okay, the substitute motion is at its next meeting that the WPFW LSB vote to determine how the excluded ballot shall be tabulated, specifying the top three selections from each ballot. That the results of the WPFW PMB representative election be retabulated by the election supervisor, including these ballots. And that the PMB shall be notified of the results of the retabulation of the election via email as soon as possible following the retabulation.
All right. All those in favor of the motion? The substitute motion. All those in favor? Teresa?
Just 1 minute here.
Please take a roll. All right.
Five votes here.
Five votes for?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right. Against? Substitute motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
8.
I have a motion,
what?
Mr. Chair.
Can you do that again? No.
No, it's.
I think you missed a vote.
Yeah, I think it
I'm sorry. Teresa, please.
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right, please raise your hands high up so that the secretary can take a look at it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Thank you. 6, 7, 8. Ambrose's hand is probably. You're a no, aren't you, Ambrose?
Of
course.
Yes.
She didn't.
All right.
She didn't count you.
9.
Okay, the substitute motion fails, and now we go to the main motion.
I have substitute to the main motion.
All right.
My motion is that
we point of order.
We are at time, so unless somebody makes a motion to extend time.
Point of order.
Okay, point of order.
We were already in the vote. We had already moved to a vote on the items before us.
No, that was on the substitute motion, Dave. So we're going to the main motion, and there's a substitute for that. That's okay.
So there's a motion to extend time.
Motion to extend time.
Motion?
That's right. That's right. So there's a motion to extend time by how much?
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Any second to that? Any objection to extending time for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. All right. All right. Those in favor of extending time for 5 minutes, please raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Those against extending time for 5 minutes. Time is extended for 5 minutes. And go ahead, Ambrose.
I move that this board honor Robert's Rules, Chapter 14, Nominations and Elections, which concludes, an election to an office becomes final immediately if the candidate is present and does not decline, or if he is absent but has consented to his candidacy. After an election has become final, it is too late to reconsider the vote on the election. An officer-elect takes possession of his office immediately upon his election's becoming final.
This is your substitute motion.
That's my substitute.
That's your substitute
that
motion.
Point of order.
You should
all right. Well, please,
yeah,
please.
I'm just reading
please.
What Robert said.
A point of
please.
Order.
Audience, do not get. Go ahead, Dave.
I think it's out of order because the bylaws already specify we follow Roberts. So saying that we follow a provision of Roberts is...
I'm being specific, Dave, just as you tried to be specific.
I have to stop the news tech. All right. Second to Ambrose's motion. All right. Discussion about the motion.
I'm opposed to this motion because I don't have a copy of it.
Just a second. Please keep your conversation to minimum.
Here you go.
Rip.
I'm sorry.
Rip.
It's marked in red. Here.
can you, if you would please put it on a, I mean, it's getting really, really complicated and people's tempers are getting a little bit flared here and I'm trying to count ballots and this is really complicated. Please put it on the slip in front of me.
I'd be more than happy to, but that should not take.
I'm sorry.
Send my back. Hold it back in. It's ridiculous.
Ambrose?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Could you restate your motion again?
More than happy to.
Substitute motion, yeah.
That we follow Robert's rules as they're saying we're required to do. Section chapter 14, title Nominations and Elections, which conclude an election to an office becomes final immediately if the candidate is present and does not decline, or if he is absent but has consented to his candidacy. After an election has become final, as stated in this paragraph, it is too late to reconsider the vote on the election. An officer-elect takes possession of his office immediately upon his elections becoming final.
Thank you very
much. That's
Robert's
rules.
Okay. Teresa, you want to speak on the matter?
I do.
Oh, okay. Alan.
I just want to try to
put it in writing for you, Teresa.
I'm sorry. Please, you cannot. Please do not interfere. Like when the listener's comment period comes, then you can state your. It's okay, but we cannot conduct the business. You see, if everybody starts interfering, is that right? And I request you. I request you. You are out of order.
Point of a personal privilege. Could people who are dimming the lights please stop dimming the lights until we're going to show a film?
Please, who are you? Who's monkeying with that light?
Odie is. You gotta get us through.
Okay.
Can I speak, sir?
All right. Just a second here. Please, Ray. Please. Just, board members, please do not talk while another person is on the floor here. Oh, go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, look, and even in relationship to the gentleman in the audience, sometimes you just have to wait your turn on stack. Now, I actually called Jack Van Aken, and what Lydia said was correct. However, for instance, I was on the stack, but we timed out. He actually would have supported David's motion. But I do think he would have. I just spoke to him. You can call him. But that's passed. That motion failed. And I didn't vote for it because I also don't want to vote against Robert's rules as Ambrose is reading them. I also think that we are in a somewhat absurd situation. We've passed the majority of the time of the term. The people that are seated, in my experience with the people from WPFW, are they're very making very positive contributions on the board. However, I do think that the people at the meeting in January were clearly embroiled. They did feel that they lost an election unfairly, and they didn't feel that there was a proper remedy. So my position on this is, if on this particular vote, I may abstain, but I'll do it with prejudice, because I think if this is clear, we have to get our elections house in order. We have to make sure that there are corrective mechanisms that take place immediately so that we fit within the guidelines of what Ambrose is reading, because to have people within a Pacifica Signal area feel so embroiled and so cheated, whether correctly or incorrectly, we have to have a remedy, because that is something that takes place. We have to have a proper democratic procedure where people understand the elections are fair, and we have so many issues to deal with. To have people feel excluded and treated unfairly because of an election result is just going to be so corrosive. So I really hope that this throws down the gauntlet and we get a mechanism in place so that all elections correctives are taking place in the most transparent manner from here out in the future.
Okay, we are at time. And so we go to vote, unless there's extension for time. There's no motion here to extend time, so we go to
extend to 3 minutes.
All right.
I object.
All right. There's an objection to that.
I'm doing this.
Don, please. All right. Those in favor of extending time for 3 minutes. Those in favor.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Those against extend in time for 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay. So we'll go to immediate vote on the motion that Ambrose stated. And he read it twice, so I hope everybody knows. He read it three times. All those in favor of motion that Ambrose made, please raise your hands. Raise them high so that the secretary can see them. Get that off. Those against the motion.
Point of parliamentary inquiry.
Motion by Ambrose is passed.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
What kind of motion was that? We have a main motion that we hadn't voted. Was that a substitute motion?
It was a substitute motion.
In that case, was the vote we just took a motion to substitute that language for the language before us?
No, it's substitute motion completely.
I know, but parliamentarily, the way you deal with that is you move to substitute, and then after you've substituted it, you vote that.
All right, okay. So,
substitute motion?
Oh, that was a substitute motion. All right. Those in favor of the substitute motion, main substitute motion, main motion as substituted, those in favor.
Of Ambrose.
Ambrose, yeah. Now, Ambrose's motion is the main motion, the substitute motion. Now we're going to vote on that.
Okay.
So those in favor of that motion. We've got to raise your hands.
Do you vote again?
One, two, three.
Hello. Those against?
Three.
So the motion, as amended by the substitute motion by Ambrose, is passed. All right? So that's it.
Chair?